Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
The five things that rich people do that poor people don't. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I've created multiple seven-figure companies, and this channel is devoted to helping you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. Now, I've done it through buy and hold real estate. I buy real estate, I hold it, it cash flows. That has been my secret to success. And that's one of the ways we'll talk about on today's show that rich people build wealth. But before we get to my 5 points, I want to tell you a little bit of a story. When I was a young news anchor in the state of West Virginia, I remember this news story where a guy won the lottery 2 times, okay? This guy, he drove a pickup truck in West Virginia and he won the lottery 2 times. Now, the first time he won it, he lost it all. He took the money in a bag to the bar and had it stolen out of his truck. The second time he won it, he had some family member swindle him out of the money. He won the lottery twice and had both times all of his money taken. Now, the reason I'm telling you that story is because certain people are not set up for wealth building. And I believe the lottery is one of the stupidest things a person can do because it is a tax on poor people, dumb people. You're going to spend money, you have more of a chance of becoming president of the United States, the odds are, than you do of winning the lottery. It's ridiculous. But more importantly, the type of person, the mentality of playing the lottery, it shows that that type of person is not set up for wealth building. So yes, you could win a boatload of money, but if the fundamentals are not there, it will be squandered. The same thing is true of sports stars, NFL, NBA players. Now, I had the great fortune of interviewing an NFL player who had retired and a great player. I won't mention his name, but he told me off the air after we got off our television interview that he was passionate about trying to educate future NFL players about how to manage their money properly. So he set up a company, or he was in the process of setting up a company to help people do that. He said he couldn't tell me how many times they would get a $3, $4, or $5 million contract. They'd blow it on all kinds of liabilities, and they would be poor and broke. Here is someone that worked so hard to become an NFL player, and they would squander all of this money because they didn't have the fundamentals underneath them to build wealth. So a lottery, being handed a bunch of money, being handed a big inheritance. We also see that from rich people who hand down money to their spoiled kids. They don't know how to manage money either, and they squander it. That's always the case. It's always the case. Okay, the 5 things that rich people do that poor people don't. Number one on my list is they don't set a ceiling. Okay, what do I mean? Well, most people who work a $40,000 a year or $50,000 a year job, they see themselves as only worth that amount of money. They set that ceiling. Now, I know when I was starting out and I was uneducated about money and how to build wealth, I saw myself as a young TV anchor making $37,000 a year. And I thought, oh, if I could just get to $40,000 a year, you know, and that was my ceiling. That's what I saw. I didn't see 50. I didn't see 60. I didn't see 100. I didn't think that I'd ever become a millionaire. I didn't think that I would run multiple businesses. That mentality didn't exist. I had set an artificial ceiling for myself. You see, wealthy people who understand how to build businesses don't have that ceiling. You know, want to talk about Donald Trump, love him or hate him, I don't care what your politics are, but he doesn't see himself as a $30,000 a year person. You might say, yeah, but he's arrogant. I don't care what your politics are. right? What about Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank? Do you think that he sees himself as a $40,000 or $50,000 a year person? He doesn't have a ceiling. He's a billionaire, right? Same with Mark Cuban, Elon Musk. Elon Musk recently tweeted that he had found one of his diary entries from setting his goals from about 10 years ago. This was his list of goals that Elon Musk had set. See if this is even in the ballpark of your list of goals for the year. He said, reach outer space, launch rockets, create a sustainable electric car. Hello? That was his list of goals. Reach outer space? He didn't have a ceiling. So that's the difference. Rich people don't have ceilings. They don't set artificial restrictions on themselves. If you see yourself as only worth $50,000 a year, do you think you're ever going to earn $100,000 a year? No. Break through that artificial ceiling. It's all made up in your mind. Number two thing that rich people do is they let their money work for them. Poor people work for money, okay? They're trading that time for money. So I just want to role play a little bit with you here. I used to work in the mall many moons ago. I worked at a video store, and I, you know, would every day go in. I had to put on a little bow tie and a cummerbund, and I worked with a tuxedo. It was called Saturday Matinee was the name of the video store. And, you know, we sold videos. We sold VHS and CDs and things like that. Now, I made like $9 an hour. If I wanted to make $1 million, right, if that was my goal, that I wanted to make $1 million, $9 per hour, it's about $18,000 a year. In order to make $1 million, I would have to work consistently like that for 53 years. That's with me not spending any money, eating any food, buying a car, doing anything else. That would literally be not spending any of that money. So poor people work and they trade their time in order to receive cash, and they immediately spend it on liabilities. The problem is that that doesn't work. You will never build wealth that way. The rich people, though, they actually use their money. They produce monthly cash flow. Their money is working for them by compounding interest. Okay, so if they make an investment, say, in a piece of real estate and they buy it for a great price, now they have the benefit of appreciation of that asset. They're either able to pull out money by doing a refinance, some home equity loans, or pulling out extra money from that asset, that equity, or they're selling it and making a profit and using that money to buy additional assets that are putting money in their pocket every month. So don't trade time for money. That's a surefire way to find out that you're 60 years old and you have nothing left over at the end of that journey. The third thing that rich people do that poor people don't, I'm sorry, this is going to hurt, but they work hard. Now, I don't mean work for somebody else. Yeah, maybe you're working for somebody else and you're like, you come home at the end of your shift at Subway, you plop down on the couch and you're exhausted. That's great. But then there's still 72 hours left in that week that you haven't worked for yourself. See, rich people don't stop. I watched a documentary the other night on Shakira, a famous singer, of course, performed at the Super Bowl halftime show, one of my wife's favorite singers. She is tireless. She's working on her performances with all of her crew. She is there before they get there, and she leaves after they leave. She is there constantly, focused on her passion. So rich people work hard. I work incredibly hard, and I love what I do. There is no shortcut to success. Poor people have a mentality that people are going to hand things to them, that things are going to come easy. I see people who are in their 20s tweeting at me or sending me messages on TikTok. They're like, yeah, I'm 16. I'm not rich yet. I'm 17. I'm not rich yet. Really? Okay. Put in the time. You know, I moved all across the United States making very little money in the TV business. I started to study. I started to focus on how can I build wealth through real estate. And once I did that, that's when everything changed for me. And I put in the time. I devoted 20 years of my life to figuring this out and working hard. So hard work is the difference between rich people and poor people. Number four on my list, the rich buy performing assets. They don't buy liabilities. I can't tell you how many poor people I know that will waste their money on ridiculous cars or entertainment centers or buying a house that they live in that takes money from their pocket every month. they buy all these ridiculous priced items and they don't have any cash flow coming in. You see, the rich, they don't drive very often. You'll know a lot of rich people that don't drive very fancy cars. They'll rent the house they live in. They live modestly. You can't even tell half the time when you see a rich person if they're rich. But guess what? They own rental properties or businesses that are putting money in their pocket every month. I think of my father-in-law, for instance. He's very wealthy. To look at him, you wouldn't know the difference. He drives a modest car, but he has cash flow coming in from all of his investments and multiple businesses that he owns. I remember the gentleman who lived across the street from me growing up. He had multiple cars in his garage that were his hobby projects. He loved tinkering with old cars. He loved it. But he didn't buy those with cash. He had investments that paid him cash flow so that he could buy those hobby cars. He'd put on his little neon thing in the garage and he would go out there and listen to 1950s music and he would be under the hood working on those cars. He loved it. But again, he used performing assets to pay for that hobby and those habits. And number five on my list, rich people are financially intelligent. They're constantly studying and learning. Okay, you've got to be reading. Poor people never pick up a book. They don't want to learn. They don't want to improve their skills. They want people to hand things to them. They want to be handed things on a silver platter. Okay, if you want to learn, you need to spend the time maybe watching like every YouTube video right here on my channel that would help you get started, right? Taking notes and writing down. Then starting to read the books that I'd recommend. Start to take the courses that will help you get further. Go to meetups with other like-minded individuals that will propel you forward. Most people, though, don't want to put in the work and they don't want to build financial intelligence. I am constantly reading. I have a book in my hand every day. Just take a look at some of the books that I've read recently, some business books, and some of them I've reread recently. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, The Secret. I actually reread that recently. Loving What Is by Byron Katie, The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, Deep Work by Cal Newport, Atomic Habits. That's an amazing book. That would change the way you actually build habits and see them through. I just read a book on the history of Lisbon in Portugal. You've got to be reading. You've got to further your financial intelligence. I read a book recently on the history of Rome, the Roman Empire. And guess what I learned from that? Turns out that the Romans were real estate investors, that the wealthy real estate investors in Rome, they had properties that they rented out. So rental real estate goes back to the Roman Empire. Guess what? I learned that from reading. You have to be educating yourself financially. Otherwise, you're never going to build financial freedom. So check out that full list of books. We have a link below. You can check out and start powering through some of those titles. But there are the five things that I see that rich people do that poor people don't. We'll see you in the next video, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.